Praise the Lord, everyone. This is One of Messiah Congregation, Kahal Echad BeMashiach. I thank God we could be here again. We come to you, Lord willing, every Friday at 1:30, and we come with a little more of a Hebrew-Jewish perspective. So I just thank you for being out there listening. I know this is probably a different take on the scriptures that you're used to, especially on this station. I realize we're in the South, and you know, we come from all around the world, many of the people that we know, and we all retired our other religions and our other beliefs, and now we started reading the Bible with Jewish eyeglasses. So I thank God we could be here. I say praise the Lord to everyone out there. Heavenly Father, bless this half hour in the mighty name of the Messiah. We pray you'll open up eyes, hearts, and souls, Lord and God. There's people we know, Lord, that you have listening. Lord, I pray, Lord and God, that you'll have them digest some of these words and call us. We just give you the praise today in the mighty name of the Messiah. Amen. Brother Jeff is here. Would you like to say hello to everyone?
Praise the Lord, Malachi. It's great to be here. Say hello to all our brothers and sisters out there, my family. Hope they're listening. And just great to be here. Praise the Lord.
Amen. You know, today is December 29th. You know, and it's such an amazing thing, 2006. Of course, if anyone has done any homework at all on the research of the calendar and the year and all that type of thing, obviously it's not 2006, and we know it's not December 29th because God has his own calendar in the Bible, which I know most people don't even know that the word Tebeth or Teveth in Hebrew is the 10th month of God. Now, we always tell people, well, where did I, you know, I want you to always question, like, where did I get that from? And, of course, that's in the book of Esther, chapter 2, verse 16. It says, the 10th month, Tevet. So right now, it's really, in God's eyes, it's the 10th month of God. I mean, it's the 8th day. Now, you might say, well, wow, I never heard of that before. Well, that's the reason why we are a congregation that goes right to the Scriptures. We are One and Messiah Congregation. If you'd like to call in today, remember, you can always call in if you're in the near vicinity at 256-1360, 256-1360. If you're out of the close proximity here, you just add the 615 area code. I know people in Kentucky might hear us. Hello there. And everyone around Tennessee, Nashville, that is. Call in, you know, give us your thoughts on what we're saying. So we decided that God's word is true, and the Bible says all men are liars. You know, I was looking in the book of Jeremiah, and this has been sort of the theme for the last few weeks. And it's Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 2. It says, thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen. You know, and I pondered that once in a while. Is it possible to learn not the way of the heathen when here we are, exiled, or the galut, out of the land of Israel, and here we are in this place called America? You know, you start wondering, it says, learn not the way of the heathen. Well, Jeff, what do you think? You think, is it possible to learn not the way of the heathen? What's your take on that?
Well, it is possible. It is very difficult. Looking at it through the world's eyes, you're just gonna definitely fall into all the man-made holidays that we've just taken for granted, that we just assume it's part of our world. This is, you know, to me, this time coming up right now with the man-made feast of, you know, December 25th, and then New Year's, and just getting past Thanksgiving. Those are just, you know, days that have just been fed into us since we've been born for hundreds of years now. But those are not the feasts of the Lord. And the Lord is very kind to give us his own feasts.
Amen.
Which if you look through it with, you know, through the Bible directly, you will find those.
You know, I'm really happy you're here today because from what I understand, you came from more of a Baptist background. Is that correct?
Well, I was raised Roman Catholic as a child. And then my wife and I, we got married. We were sort of, you know, pretty much heathen people, just sort of, who needs God? And as we started our walk, had our family, we joined a Lutheran church, and we found that was not enough for us. So we went a little further, and we thought the Baptist route was a good route. We agreed with a lot of their political views, but we just kept feeling something was missing. Something was missing, and it took us probably, you know, 10 years or so to get through.
Wow.
And realize that there is more. Our Hebrew roots, the Lord is the same Lord today, yesterday, and tomorrow. He has not changed.
Did you guys think Jesus was a Baptist? Or just John?
No, just John was a Baptist. But
I'm only kidding.
No, but actually, we did separate Jesus, and it's very common that Jesus is the new God. And Jesus is just the Word made flesh. That's what he
Amen.
Is. But he's not taking over heaven. He's the Lord rules.
That's correct. You know, it's amazing once you start really reading the Bible in the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, and you start being with brothers and sisters that come from more of a Jewish Hebrew perspective, you start seeing things that you never saw before. You know, one of the verses that we've been discussing the last few weeks is Colossians chapter 2. And that's 2:16. It says, "Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of the holy day." You know, I'll stop right there for a second. The word holy day, you know, is a word also found in Psalms 42:4, where it says, David was saying, "When I remembered these things, I poured out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God," Beth HaElohim. It says, "with the voice of joy and peace, with a multitude that kept holy day." In Hebrew, that's chogeg. And chagag in Hebrew means basically something that's done on a continual basis, year by year. It's sort of like going around in a circle, like a dance, you know. It's a feast, a holy day. So when we read this Colossians 2:16, it's been so misconstrued by the churches. They turned it into, I don't know how they got, "Don't judge me, brother." That's nonsense. When Paul is talking to the Colossians, which are at Colossae by Asia Minor, and he's telling them, don't let anyone really, in plain English, don't let anyone discourage you against, you know what to eat and drink, the Bible tells you. And you should don't let anyone judge you in respect of the holy days of God. Now, this isn't holiday. This is holy day.
Amen.
See the difference? It says, or of the new moon. Most people don't even know what a new moon is. They think, I don't know what they think. And then it says, or of the Sabbath days. And then we see the future tense put right there. It says, which are a shadow of things to come. And, of course, but the bodies of the Messiah, Christ. So this verse, Colossians chapter 2:16, did you ever find a church person that even knew what that meant?
No, every church person that ever explained it to us as we were in the Protestant world was that it just meant nobody can judge you, like you said. It's just you can eat anything, you can have any Sabbath day, you can have, you know, any new moons. What's that? They didn't even go into that. They just thought we're worshiping the moon. You know, the people who observe this are worshiping the moon or something like that. But no, it's just strictly don't judge me. You can do whatever you want because Jesus paid the price on the cross. And that's it's just a lie.
It's so taken out of context. Now, remember, we're at 256-1360 if you want to get in on this conversation. We're live today at the studio. That's area code 615-256-1360. Maybe you don't know what that verse means. I'll be glad to help you understand it through a little more Jewish way of looking at it. You know, this one scripture, even though it's just verse 16 in chapter 2, believe me, it's so powerful that all the things of God have been replaced by the things of man-made origin, pagan origin from other countries. I mean, nowadays, what? You could eat clean and unclean foods, right? I mean, right nowadays, you could eat and drink anything you feel like. Just ask God to bless it. Could you ask God to bless an abomination?
No, absolutely not.
I mean, you know, the Bible says in Isaiah, the mouse and the swine is an abomination. But everyone around here eats pork like it was nothing. Bacon and eggs. Abomination. You can't ask God to bless that. That's why there's so many sicknesses. You know, you see, we're in this calendar right now. You know the strangest thing about this calendar? The name of the calendar is the Gregorian calendar in 1582. That's when Pope Gregory, he's the person that really digested it and put it into focus because they wanted to bring more a precise day to this thing called Easter. And before that, the Roman Empire, before that was the Julian calendar, but before that was the Roman calendar. Their calendar at least started in March. There was no January and February. Julius Caesar wanted to make it more of a constant, and he started. They started adding more days, diminishing days, and for political reasons. And then, of course, that was in like, you know, 54 A.D. And then, of course, if you fast forward to the future, you know, here we have the Pope and the Catholic Church want to make sure that they put their influence in there. And most of the world don't even know it. I mean, they have even Asia following Pope Gregory's calendar. I mean, does that sound ridiculous or what? I tell people all the time that, did you ever look up what calendar you're following? I mean, at least the Romans, they had it wrong, but at least they knew the first month, yes, it's in March or April, and that more or less corresponds to the Hebrew calendar in the Bible when Passover is. I see we have a call. Let's see if this is for us. Is this a comment or a question for one Messiah? Well, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Listen, I'd like to clarify a little something, if I may. You know, when the Father is speaking to us all who read the Bible and with an understanding, a clear understanding, and he says something like this, don't learn the way of the heathen. He, not you, not I, not anybody else, he is calling those people who set up those trees in their home, he's calling them heathens. We're only saying what we heard our father say.
Amen. That's correct.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, I want any listening audience out there to understand that Malachi is not calling the people heathen. It's written in your book, my book, everybody's Bible is heathen. And if you're setting up a tree, going through the practices, during the New Year, this time of year, in the dead of winter time, and nothing is blossoming, nothing else, then he's calling them heathens. We are not doing it. Please, folks, don't even try to go there with us. And I just want to thank you for being able to say that, Malachi. Have a wonderful day, and I'll see you tonight at Shabbat.
Okay, well, God bless you, and we'll see you at the Sabbath. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, that's right. Thank you for calling. We have a fellow lady sister there from Florida. Thank you for calling. Yes, tonight is the Sabbath, and I know that's been changed. That's one of the things that's been changed here. It's documented that the Catholic Church admits they erased the Fourth Commandment. And, you know, we still keep the Ten Commandments. I know that sounds shocking. To me, that would sound like, well, Ten Commandments, isn't that simple? But everyone's got nine or less. But before we get into that, I wanted to say, yes, this new year is coming, and it's very sad because in the book of Daniel, we have this anti-Messiah and this whole influence in the world that says they will think to change times and laws. And they have definitely changed times because this isn't new year's coming. God's new year is in the spring. That's proven by going right to your Bible. I mean, if you just go to Exodus chapter 12 and you read verse 2, you will see that God's new year is in the spring when Passover is. I mean, just think about it. God has his new year in the spring when everything comes alive, everything starts growing again, symbolic of your rebirth, symbolic of the resurrection, symbolic of a new day. Pope Gregory's got everybody doing New Year's in January when it's freezing and everything's dead. Which one do you like? Now, remember, we're at 256-1360. Is anyone out there listening? 615-256-1360. There must be. Usually ladies call up. You know, I don't think the men. Do you think men out there care? Anyway, we're One of Messiah Congregation. Tonight, of course, at sundown, is the Shabbat, the Sabbath of the Lord. Did you know about the Sabbath when you were Baptist?
No, actually, very interesting thing about that is we started to teach our children the Ten Commandments. We kept stumbling over that number 4.
Doesn't the Baptist believe in Ten Commandments?
Well, they believe in Ten Commandments, but not the 4th.
Well, how did they get 10 then?
They had some fuzzy math. But what's really interesting, like I said, is we're teaching our children that, and we kept coming to number 4 and going, wait a minute, what's that? And then as the church started to tell us that, oh, now Sunday is a Sabbath, we're like, that just doesn't make sense. God's law doesn't change. It didn't change with adultery, murder.
That's right.
Idol worship, any of those things. Honor mother and father. Nothing changed. But this one little commandment, which is such a signal. It's told by the Lord it's a signal of the future. And we just realized there's something wrong with that. And then when, as the Baptist preachers started talking about this is the Lord's Day, we started looking up Lord's Day and seeing what Lord's Day meant. It wasn't what they referred to. And it said, just again, all the answers are in the Bible, but you have to read it for yourself. I cannot take doctrine.
Did you ever meet any Baptists that know about the Feast of the Lord?
No. They're starting to like it now because it's a little bit of a Jewish thing they can participate in, and they think it's good that it's done by the Jewish people.
Yeah.
But not realizing that, you know, we're all one of Messiah. We're supposed to be.
Amen.
And it's just, the feast days are wonderful. They're wonderful. And as, you know, a father of six children, we don't miss the man-made feasts at all. We love the Feast of the Lord, and we're looking forward to them coming up again.
Well, that's amen. Very good. We are One in Messiah Congregation. You can always get on our website. That's One in Messiah, oneinmessiah.net. oneinmessiah.net if you want to check us out. Also, I'm just going to interrupt the study for a second. I want to invite you tomorrow, if you happen to be anywhere, that you can come to our Sabbath gathering. We are a Bible studying type of yeshiva. We are Jews that believe in the Bible, and we invite you to, we believe in Jesus, Yeshua. We want you to come by and study with us at 12 o'clock. We're at the New Hope Community Church at 605 Wilson Pike. That is right here in Brentwood, Tennessee. At 605 Wilson Pike, Brentwood, Tennessee, at 12 o'clock. Come and learn the Bible with Jewish eyeglasses. That's 12 o'clock tomorrow. That's the Sabbath, too. The Sabbath is a sign. The Sabbath is very significant. You know, this thing about changing times and laws, that's obviously happened, because even Paul, I mean, from Daniel to Paul, that's hundreds of years that transpired, and Paul is saying the mystery of iniquity doth already work, and we know for sure that it already works. That's 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and that talks all about the anti-Messiah. You know, and Yeshua, Jesus himself, is so many places cautions us, telling us, do not esteem or follow the traditions of man above the commandments of God. Now, I know we mentioned the thing called the Feast of the Lord, and most people don't never heard of the Feast of the Lord. They say, oh, that's Jewish, or that's for the Jews. No, it's the Feast of the Lord in Leviticus 23, and they have much significance to the believers in the Messiah, who's Yeshua, or Jesus as he's known today, the first and second coming. I'm not going to get into the specifics of that. You'd have to come to our congregation, and we'll love to go over that with you. But this thing coming called New Year is a farce. It's not New Year. I mean, think about it. Who do you want to follow, Pope Gregory or the Bible? I challenge anyone, please, in the privacy of your own home, open the book of Exodus chapter 12 and look at verse 2. And then go to Exodus chapter 13, verse 4, and the name of the month is right there. In the English, it's Abib. In Hebrew, it's Aviv. Aviv is synonymous with spring. And, of course, Exodus 12 is about the Passover. And everyone knows Passover is in, you know, March or April, which is spring. God's new, and it says, this is the beginning of months. It's the first month of the year to you. Happy New Year in March and April.
Amen.
And, of course, we don't call it March and April, but it's Nisan or Aviv. But everything's been so lost, so covered up. Everything is so forgotten. Is this a question or a comment for One in Messiah? Let's find out. Go right ahead.
Hello, is this One in Messiah?
Yes, it is.
Hello, yes, this is Carrie.
Well, praise the Lord, my wife. How are you?
I'm doing fine, praise the Lord. Yeah, I just wanted to, what you were talking about is that what we've been given is a lot of counterfeits to what is real, and people need to look at these things and say, you know, is that in my Bible? No. So why are we doing Christmas when it's not in the Bible, but these feasts of the Lord that you're talking about, no one is doing, and they've forgotten about them. Is it on purpose, and why?
Exactly.
And ask that question, why?
Well, we wish people would be curious enough to even question what they believe. Most people are, you know, they're just followers. Most people don't want to look into anything themselves. They go to what? They go to some church on Sunday, listen to the preacher, and then go home, right?
Yep. That's right, amen, because Jesus used God's calendar. He didn't use the calendar we use today.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, praise the Lord and continue the great work.
Well, God bless. Did you want to say something?
Yeah, it's interesting about these the man-made feasts, you know, Christmas, New Year's, whatever it might be, Easter. We won't touch on that yet, but it's just what we started to find out is that everybody was celebrating those feasts. It didn't matter if you're Baptist, Methodist, Episcopalian, Catholic, full-fledged pagan, maybe even atheist. You still celebrated those feasts. And what we just started thinking is, wait a minute, if this is the Lord's feast, aren't we to be separate? Aren't we to act differently? But we're still giving presents. We're still giving these little trinkets and putting up dead trees and things like that. Really doing exactly the same as pagans are doing.
Exactly.
And so it just made us think, well, wait a minute, how are we being holy? How are we acting any different than the world? And we're instructed to be a holy, step out, be separate. We just felt we weren't doing that. So that again, was another part of us going, wait a minute, let's get into the Bible and let's really see what the Lord says about these days. And okay. We couldn't find them.
Well, you're not going to find, of course, Christmas in the Bible. That's made up. Everyone knows that comes from Wiccan. It comes from paganism. We've went over that for the last few weeks. We're not going to get into that. Yeshua was not born, first of all, on December 25th. You can read any encyclopedia and get the information on that. The New Year's, this is not New Year's coming. Of course not. You know, everyone would read their Bible and start realizing God has his own months in the Bible. This is the month of Tevet, and that's in the book of Esther. So, I mean, you got to look this up yourself. I mean, always double-check what you hear. I mean, unless you might think, well, what's the big deal? Who cares what calendar it is, or who cares what month it is? Well, you should care, because this pertains to the first and second coming of Messiah. If you don't know what month it is, how are you going to keep the feast of the Lord? Right. If you start say that word over and over, the feast of the Lord. The Lord, the feast of the Lord? Have you been doing the Feast of the Lord or the Feast of Pope Gregory? Remember, we're at 256-1360. Now, I know you're listening to me right now. I know the radio's on. Doesn't that spark you up or perk you up a little bit to want to call and maybe question? We're at 256-1360 right here at the station live. Now, we'll be glad to answer any one of your questions. You know what really happens when we start telling people the truth? And this is one of the subjects I was going to start putting. I'm doing a study on this. What does it do when you tell someone the truth? It causes division.
Amen.
I mean, of course, people are going to have to decide what side they're going to get on. I mean, you're going to get on the side of the people that inquire, look things up, or you're going to get on the side of the other side where the people just get mad, they get upset, and then they call you names, which is ridiculous, like a child. So I see that, you know, Jesus himself says this so many places that he says, suppose ye that I am come to give peace on the earth. Do you suppose that? You think I'm coming to give peace on the earth?
No.
He says, I tell you nay, but rather division. That's Luke 12:51. He says, from henceforth there shall be five in one house divided, three against two and two against three. The father shall be divided against the son against the father, the mother against the daughter against the mother-in-law against the daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against the mother-in-law. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, Yeshua is quoting exactly what, of course, he is the word of God, and he's reading Micha, the prophet, Micah 7:6. It says, for the son dishonoreth the father, the daughter riseth up against the mother, the daughter-in-law riseth up against the mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house.
Wow.
Well, I mean, think about it. When you started finding out really true things in your life, how many friends did you get?
Oh, they dropped pretty quickly, and all I brought to them was the Word of God, and they were disgusted by it and repelled by it. Same with our families, our extended families. We've all had to. But again, Jesus was again nice enough and new enough, obviously, to say, who is your mother? Who is your brethren?
That's right.
It's the believers. It's not necessarily your birth lineage. That has nothing to do with it. It's who believes in the Lord and his word.
Well, it's, you know, the brother John, the apostle, he says there was a division among the people because of the Messiah.
Yes.
You know, he came to separate the sheep from the goats. So basically, when we're coming to people with the word of God and we're not adding to it or diminishing from it, and we don't come from a Protestant point of view, because that's just basically from the Catholic Church. So we don't come from any of those points of view. Now, we're trying to get people on this in this vicinity, in this radio vicinity, to start questioning the church you go to and start wondering, you know, what happened to the Feast of the Lord? Like, why are we doing a New Year's in the dead winter, in January, when everything's dead, when God's New Year's in spring? I mean, wouldn't that be just a legitimate question?
Yeah, I encourage everybody, as what we did is you go to your pastor and very humbly and very nicely and with the scripture, and you say, explain this to me, pastor, explain it to me, and let them see if you're satisfied with the answer they give you. And 9 times out of 10, you're not going to be real happy with it. You're going to think, that doesn't agree with the word of the Lord. And you're going to be judged again, like in the end, you're going to be judged by the word of the Lord, not by your pastor, not by your deacon or your elder. So please, just look at the word of the Lord. Take it to you. Take it to your pastor. Ask him to explain it to you.
Amen. You know, Paul had it correct in Galatians 4:16. He says, am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? We're here to make straight the way of the Lord. And making straight the way of the Lord, we also know it causes division. And that's exactly what happened to John the Baptist. That's what happened to all the prophets. That's what happened to Yeshua himself. And we're going to fight the good fight of faith, like Paul said to Timothy. And we're going to lay hold on eternal life. You know, in Revelations, there's this dragon that was wroth with the woman. You know, this woman, symbolic of Israel. And he went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Yeshua the Messiah. You know, so if you have the testimony of Yeshua the Messiah and you keep the commandments, then yeah, you're at war. You should realize that. And if you're at war, that means you should better know who your enemy is.
Well, we also found out what is very interesting is that we sat in very comfortably in our church pew rows that we weren't being persecuted. We were just go to church, let's sing a little bit, hear the preacher, go out and have lunch. We were not persecuted. We didn't feel that. The Lord says, if you're not persecuted, you're not doing anything for me. So again, it was another thing of how comfortable are you? When you go in that church pew on Sunday, are you uncomfortable? Is there anybody coming against you? I dare say not.
I believe what you're saying because I think church is just a feel-good message. Most of it's a pep talk or one of those positive messages. You know, unfortunately, they read all those books by those men that motivate. They're motivational speakers, but not here at our congregation.
And again, we want to stress we're not against the first day of the week. We're not against it. That's what people come up to us right away and say, you're against the first day of the week. Unfortunately, one of the denominations has done that, and they've really, you know, misconstrued the word of the Lord. We're not against the first day of the week. It's a wonderful week. Go worship at your church. Go praise the Lord. But don't forget his commandment, which is the seventh day.
Amen. That's correct. Go to church 100 times on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Friday night at sundown is the Shabbat.
Amen.
It's a commandment. Read Luke 23:56. It's a commandment. The word Sabbath is 60 times in the Bible, and in the New Testament, that is. Now, I want to invite you again to our congregation. We are One of Messiah Congregation. We meet at 12 o'clock on Saturday, and it's at 605 Wilson Pike right here in Brentwood, Tennessee, at the New Hope Community Church. New Hope Community Church, and that's 605 Wilson Pike, Brentwood, Tennessee. If you'd like to talk to us after the broadcast, you can always call me at 591-9820, 591-9820, that's 615 area code. Please get on our website at oneinmessiah.net, that's oneinmessiah.net, oneinmessiah.net. You know, this half hour, doesn't it go so fast?
It's amazing, yes.
If you want to get behind us with prayers, fastings, finances, if you'd like to sponsor more time that we could be on the radio and maybe explain some of these issues to you, please get on our website, email us, call us. Praise the Lord. We're trying to build our own church right now, get our own building. Get behind us. If you're for Israel and for Jews, we're looking to get our own building one of these days. Get behind us. Praise the Lord.
It's just one of the scripture I wanted to read, which really was shocking to me when I read it, because I've never taught this in the church, was Matthew 24:20, where Yeshua says, in a time of tribulations, but pray ye that your flight be not into winter, neither on the Sabbath day.
Amen.
Yeshua knew the Sabbath was still there, and don't let anybody take that away from you.
Amen.
It's a blessing and a sign.
Well, thank you for being with us. This half hour has flew by. I say Baruch Hashem Yeshua from One and Messiah Congregation. Yes, we are Jews that believe in the Messiah, and we are now the Israel of God. So join us. Join the body of Messiah. Shalom to you, and have a Shabbat Shalom tonight and tomorrow. God bless you. Praise the name of the Lord.
This is 1360 Power Gospel broadcasting on the World Wide Web, WNAH, Nashville.